Advent 2025.
Prepare the way. Luke 1 verses 11 to 17. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call his name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Included, as Dr. Luke writes up his investigation of everything that happened regarding the life of Jesus from the beginning, is the story of the birth of John the Baptist. Here, God intervenes similarly as he did with Mary, and Mary's relative Elizabeth becomes pregnant with John, who will precede the Lord Jesus and his ministry on earth. This baby, John, was an answer to years of prayer by Elizabeth and Zechariah, who had both given up about ever having a baby. Yet this baby would be special. God had a plan, and John would have a mission. It said, quote, "He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God," unquote. Unknown at this time, John would also be the one who would baptize Jesus in the Jordan when Jesus begins his earthly ministry, all a part of the backdrop of this birth of Jesus. Prayer. Lord, what an amazing planner you are, always guiding people who are willing to follow you, as is the case here with Zechariah and Elizabeth. Lord, help me to be willing to say yes when you call me to special service to you. Help us all to be prepared to experience Jesus. Amen.